Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sixth episode of the podcast series on Salesforce. My name is Samson Peter, and in today's episode, we are going to talk about Salesforce Einstein One Platform. With me, I have Taha Hamid. He's the Salesforce Technical Architect at Rose Cyber. Taha, thank you for joining.
Thank you, Samson.
Objectives of today's podcast are as following. Today, we are going to discuss Einstein One Platform, Einstein Copilot, Prompt Builder, Skill Builder, and Model Builder. Taha, can we talk about Einstein One Platform and what are the main features?
Sure, Samson. So Einstein One Platform is one of the recent platforms being introduced by Salesforce, which actually brings your data, the power of AI, your CRM, and the trust from Salesforce into one platform. It actually underpins all the core applications you use today in your Salesforce environment, which is your Sales Cloud, Service Cloud, Marketing Cloud, and Commerce Cloud. It brings up the AI with the Einstein built, not just with the predictive, but also the generative capabilities. It's deeply integrated with the data cloud, also providing a comprehensive data lake with the right intelligent automated data. This platform is low code, no code. You can build apps that are integrated, automated, and intelligent, and you can bring in any integration with the power of MuleSoft. Adding further to it, Einstein One is delivered on the Hyperforce public cloud, which enables us to securely deploy and scale all our data and the AI services, and do so while meeting the compliance requirement. Further adding to it, Einstein One platform offers you Data Cloud and Einstein Copilot. And when we talk about Einstein Copilot, it comes with three components: Prompt Builder, Skills Builder, and Model Builder.
Okay, excellent, great. Can we talk about some use cases? Can you tell us why customers should use Einstein One Platform?
Absolutely, Samson. So again, when we talk about Einstein One, again, we need to look at what would be the use case, why we should recommend Einstein One Platform. Well, when it comes to Salesforce and when you are talking about your end users, it's all about the data which is being maintained at the customer level. So let's say if you are a service-based company and maintaining a huge amount of data to like the customers whom you are providing services to. So let's say your data is completely fragmented into different environments, like let's say not just in Salesforce, it can be in Marketing Cloud, it could be in some any third party system or any legacy system. So here the companies lack a unified data or the view of your data. Okay, and again, while having data in different systems, it's always difficult to maintain the quality data. So here Einstein One Platforms comes with the power of the data cloud, which actually first helps you to unify this data. And on top of it, the AI-centric approach, which is being offered by it, Einstein One, you can train the AI models, and then you can use that data to like do a lot of stuff. Like you can do marketing, you can pass this data on to some other systems, like to analytics or something, which will eventually help you to grow your business. Instead of keep like revolving around the data, you have got your data in one place, you have the AI capabilities with you, which will help you to like enhance or upscale your services or your model to like get more business out of it.
Okay, great. So to summarize what you just said, so we can basically we use Data Cloud to sort of unify data across the organization, across different platforms, and then we use this data with Einstein One Platform. Is that correct to understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as I mentioned about, like, everything starts with a solid data foundation. So that's what Data Cloud does. It's provide you the unification, and then based on that, you can leverage the capabilities of the AI to, like, predict, let's say, what products you want, okay, and what sort of other information you can derive from that data. Now, this is the first step. Like, Data Cloud is the thing which is doing the unification, and then AI comes into the picture and do the rest of it. So yeah, absolutely, you are right.
You mentioned that Einstein One platform comes with a lot of tools, right? Can we talk about some of those tools? Can you give us some brief intro?
Absolutely. So starting with the Einstein Copilot, it's actually a conversational interface which is available on top of your Salesforce application, which helps you to do complex tasks in one go. This AI intuitive and conversational screen actually uses simple natural language interactions to get your work done. You can just type in your request, and let's say if you would be looking at my screen, there is a right on the right hand side, there is a panel. So you can write your task over here. Let's say I want to update the close date on a particular case, let's say. So you just type it, and then boom, it will update the information right away. You don't need to, like, wait for the answer or something like normal GPT, like normally the, like, how the chat bot work. It actually done the required item or required action behind the scene. Or also, like, you can leverage the other AI capabilities out there with Copilot, which gives you this liberty. We have other tools or components that comes with it, which we have prompt builder, we have a skills builder, and we have model builder. First, let's talk about the prompt builder. Prompt builder is actually lets you create, test, and tune your prompts. It actually helps you to pull any data fields into your prompt, like whatever data you have is stored in your Salesforce environment. You can bring the data while creating a prompt, which will eventually going to help your end user, and it actually defines you or gives you a unique customer context. It does that by retrieving data from your CRM, and then from there you can use the power of LLM and create the prompt. It's actually a low code management tool, I would say, which eventually builds it's built on top of the Einstein Trust Layer that marks all your Salesforce data. And it actually allows you to assist use cases on your on your online or mobile version. Coming that to my next tool, which is the model builder. Model builder actually enables your user to refine the AI models. It empowers to train the AI assistant to understand better and respond specific queries in timely fashion, and leading to enhanced accuracy and user satisfaction. And lastly, there is another component we have, which is a skill builder, which enables you to create customized skills for your Einstein Copilot. This allows the AI assistant to seamlessly navigate different workflows or business processes and perform different tasks as per your user requirement. These are the three features we have in the Copilot.
It sounds incredible. I can't wait to try, the Einstein One platform. So talking about that, how soon companies can start using Einstein One platform?
Like last month, Salesforce has enabled Einstein Copilot along with the Prompt Builder in beta version. It's available for partners, companies like us, like Royal Cybers. where we can create or we can take a look into how the Paco pilot and how you can create the prompts. As of now, it's not available for the end customers because, as I said, like it's still in beta, but we will definitely keep track of it. As soon as it's available, we will roll out this information at the earliest to the customers.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Taha. Folks, that is all from our end today. Thank you very much for joining us in this episode, and we will meet again in another episode. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.